All right, it's Download here on 720 WGN. We got a great show lined up tonight, so let's get right to it with the carryout. All right, here are today's top stories. Retail news dominates the headlines today as it was announced that Amazon was going to buy Whole Foods. Now you can get that gluten-free quinoa delivered to your house in less than a day. Isn't the world a wondrous place? The deal's not done, but Wall Street reacted as if it was, as other retail stocks dropped. What this really means, for the same reason, Amazon wants to get back into the brick-and-mortar retail business to compete with Walmart. Walmart, on the other hand, is putting their resources into e-commerce delivery. So for us at home, the choice will be clear. Would you like blue or would you like green? Gross. Welcome to 21st century shopping. Honey, can you go ahead and order some apples? No problem. Let me just blink. Because that's what's going to happen. We're going to have chips in our noggins. Do you want green or blue apples? And then they're going to paint the apples to the color of Walmart or Amazon. They're just going to put the label. They're going to put the brand right on the food. You know that's coming. That's next. Also, drones. You know the Walmart drones are going to be loud and janky, too. Amazon's will be clean, but that Walmart one's going to be, you hear it like three blocks. Coming down. An odd day in the justice system. First, a Minnesota policeman acquitted of all charges in the shooting death of Philando Castle. The case rocked the nation. It was partially streamed on Facebook. It sparked outrage across the globe, led to huge protests. And on the other hand, a teenager in Massachusetts was found guilty of manslaughter for encouraging a friend to commit suicide through texts and phone conversations. It's interesting that both cases surrounded technology, but in the end, it still comes down to intent. The Minnesota case makes you wonder if we're heading for the same verdict here in Chicago with Jason Van Dyke and the Laquan McDonald case. And wait, what's the latest on Cosby? Do we know? Really? 50-plus hours of deliberation? They're still deadlocked. When does it become a hung jury? I feel like I've lost every single piece, knowledge I've had of how the justice system works based on this Bill Cosby case. We're deadlocked. No, you're not. Get back in. Oh, it's probably one juror that's holding out too. And he's like, hey, he's Ghost Dad. It's the best movie ever. Such a nice night tonight. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to skip Trump news. Just skip it. We'll talk about it in the next hour, right? But there's no need. Sun came up. He tweeted. Sun's about to set. Rinse and repeat tomorrow. That's essentially what's happening. Ooh, lobbying scandal. House DJ Alan King, who's been a guest on this show and is married to 4th Ward Alderman Sophia King, is going to be fined for sending an email to the mayor about trying to get a rogue fence taken down in the park where he puts on the Chosen Few picnic. Man, lobbying and quid pro quo scandals really gotten weak. That's it? What's next? The mayor in hot water because someone emailed him about dibs? The mayor must be loving this. Yeah, you got me. That's my scandal. This is my scandal for 2017. I'll take it. Someone emailed me about a rogue fence. Thank you for correcting the matter. Nothing else to see here. Also, leave it up to the DJ to be like, man, screw this fence. You know who I know? The mayor. And then email it. You know he's getting home and his wife, who's the alderman's, like, we need to talk. Ugh. A new study says that French fried potatoes, or as we know them, French fries are not only bad for your health, but they take years off of it. What? You're kidding me. What's the life expectancy if you mix mayonnaise and ketchup to dip the fries in? Oh, no, I'm living on borrowed time. From here on out, I'm going to eat healthy, I swear. I'll just get the onion rings or the chicken fries or just double up and get two Big Macs. Right? Gotta start eating healthy. In weather, today was rainy. Then it was sunny. Then it got cloudy. Then it was sunny. Hot. Summer. June. Did I nail it? I think I nailed it. I got it all. In sports, we've got some disabled list news. Ben Zobrist and his ailing wrist hit the shelf. On paper, the Cubs can handle DL stints from their hitters because it gives other players a chance to get some playing time. And frankly, Zobrist is hitting .220 this year. So hopefully they can withstand a couple weeks without his wife's walk-up music over at Wrigley. What are they going to do? The Cubs are still out on the road. They got a 3-game set with the Pirates. Right now, the Cubs are 2.5 back to the Brewers. Last year, whenever the Cubs needed a big win, it came against the Bucks. So this weekend will be telling. Although I have to say, the Pirates, they've had a lot of injuries this year. It's hard to even recognize them. I mean, who even plays for the Pirates this year? Who plays? I know McCutcheon's still there. But who is Rick Rodon? Is he still their ace? How about Lee Mazzilli? Is Lee Mazzilli still out in left field? What about Kent Tekulve? Is the side armor still closing out games?
Oh, you are so old.
Andy Van Slyke. Anybody?
You're really old.
Come on. This is my favorite part of the day. Just naming 80s baseball players. Quintana on the hill tonight for the Sox. Rumor has it the Dodgers are kicking the tires on the Sox ace. The Sox are up big early. The Sox quietly took 3 of 4 from the Orioles this week. The only issue is that the Orioles are in a free fall. They're now in last place in the East. Even with the big series, the Sox are still 6 games back in last place in the Central. They get their passports out tonight. They got the 3-game set with Toronto. Maybe Drake will be there. I don't know. The Blue Jays have been bad this year, but they've righted the ship. They're trying to get to 500 for the first time this season. They've had a lot of injuries, too. I mean, I haven't watched them closely this year, but I wonder who's in their starting lineup. I don't know. Is Dave Steeb still pitching? How about Jesse Barfield? Barfield still the designated hitter? What about Ernie Witt? Is Ernie Witt still the catcher? Actually, here's a fun fact. Did you know that Don Cooper, the pitching coach for the Sox, was on the 1983 Blue Jays pitching staff? Yeah, he was only up for like a cup of coffee, but still. How about that? We mock and we teach. Knowledge and sarcasm. All right. In basketball, I love how the season's still warm, but the NBA is ready to move on. The NBA draft is next week. The Bulls sit at the 16th pick, which could mean what? What does the 16th player in the draft get you? Here are the players in Bulls history that were drafted with the 16th overall. Jusuf Nurkić. He was traded on draft night. James Johnson. Okay. Rodney Carney. And back in 1974, Cliff Pondexter. So there's your 16 picks for the history of the Chicago Bulls, which begs the question, who's available in free agency? We'll talk about that with Panionovich coming up after the 7:30 news. And finally tonight, Katy Perry became the first person to break the 100 million mark for Twitter followers. Wow, that's amazing. I guess that now means she's ready to run for office, right? Also, just goes to show you, kids, it's not really about the content. It's about the haircuts, because Katy Perry sucks. All right, that's going to do it. That's carry out for June 16, 2017. Hey, we're getting rid of French fries because they can kill you. So instead, we're just giving away salt packets. Always fun. Got rid of the Blue Jays and the Pirates there. There's only like 23 teams to go. My favorite bit. All right, coming up, Sam Panionovich talks about who is available for the Bulls in free agency and what are we thinking they're going to do this summer. See, they got a chance to compete next year? It's a download. 720 WGN. Stay with us.